They're on standby to fight. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Ukraine has told its military reservists to be ready while considering a state of emergency as more Russian troops move closer after some already moved in.
This is an undermining of Ukrainian and international attempts to regulate the situation on the Ukrainian Donbass.
That's Ukrainian President Zelensky, as Ukrainian citizens in Russia are urged to leave. Some Russians are leaving Ukraine. Fox's Simon Owen has more live.
Dave, Russia has reportedly begun evacuating diplomats from Ukraine. The Russian Foreign Ministry says there are concerns for their safety. The Russian flag is no longer flying over the Russian embassy in Kyiv. As world leaders wait for President Putin's next move, the Russian leader has insisted he remains open to further diplomatic talks. But Putin warned what he called Russia's interests and security are indisputable. Dave?
Simon, 81% of Americans eligible to get a COVID vaccine have had at least one shot, a much higher rate than poorer countries, and some like Iran are refusing U.S.-made vaccines. So the World Health Organization is working on reverse engineering Moderna's technology used to make vaccines without that drug maker's help, to try to make similar versions of COVID vax doses for other countries. The jury has been seated in Louisville, Kentucky for Brett Hankinson's trial, a now ex-cop facing charges related to Breonna Taylor's death nearly 2 years after a botched drug raid.
But Hankinson isn't charged in connection with Taylor's killing, only for recklessly firing his weapon into the adjoining apartment. No officer is charged yet for Taylor's killing, and one of the officers whose bullets did strike her is pleading the fifth and not testifying at Hankinson's trial.
Fox's Evan Brown. A jury just started deliberating moments ago in Minnesota at the trial of three fired cops charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights in his death. America's listening to Fox.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
While those trials continue in the deaths of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, one just ended yesterday in Georgia, and today marks 2 years since Ahmaud Arbery was murdered.
After three men were convicted Tuesday of violating Arbery's civil rights in his pursuit and murder, his mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, says this day of remembrance will be bittersweet.
A small victory. But we as a family will never get victory because Ahmaud is gone forever.
A Georgia House resolution passed makes this day Ahmaud Arbery Day. It comes after a jury found Greg and Travis McMichael and William Roddy Bryan guilty of targeting Arbery because of his race. A resolution ceremony and candlelight vigil will be held. People are also encouraged to walk or run 2.23 miles today to commemorate the date of Arbery's death. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks rose at the opening bell. They're down now amid reports of cyber attacks hitting Ukraine again in the Russian drama. The Dow is falling 70 points. The Nasdaq is falling about 70 as well. The Oscars are a little over a month away, and there are some made-for-TV changes coming.
In an effort to combat less-than-stellar TV ratings, 8 Academy Awards will be presented before the live broadcast begins this year. Those are for film editing, production design, sound, makeup and hairstyling, music of original score, and the 3 short film awards. David Rubin, the president of the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences, which awards the Oscars, says that changes were necessary and will address viewer engagement of the TV audience. Rubin says the presentation and speeches of those 8 award winners will be edited and featured during the telecast, making sure they get their Oscar moment. The 94th Annual Academy Awards will be presented on March 27th on ABC. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Regina Hall, Amy Schumer, and Wanda Sykes will co-host that Oscar show. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.